So you've done the hardest part. You've got someone's attention with this amazing thumbnail. They glanced over at your title and they say, think to themselves, oh, I need to watch this video. But then what? How do you retain someone's attention? How do you get them to really absolutely fall in love with your content? That is what we're discussing today in the Influencer Green Room. Let's do this.
Welcome to the Influencer Green Room, where influencers get real about audience growth, brand deals, and the business of being an influencer. It all happens right here inside the Influencer Green Room.
And welcome to another episode of the Influencer Green Room. My name is Liron Segev. I'm a YouTube growth strategist working with some of the top YouTubers, influencers, and brands around the world. You can find more information about me at lironsegev.com. And today I am joined with the one and only co-host legend, Benji Travis. Benji, welcome to another episode.
Hey, thank you so much. And for anybody listening and meeting me for the first time, I've been a YouTuber for the last 10 years, also co-authored the best-selling book, YouTube Secrets. So it goes without saying, I love this platform, but I've been an influencer on all social media platforms and now an influencer coach on my channel, Video Influencers, and interviewing some of the best in the industry here on the Influencer Green Room. I'm excited to be here, Liron. As usual, let's get right into it.
Absolutely. So Benji, you and I both know when we talk to our various clients, when we're helping coach different creators and trying to level up their channel and change the game, yes, we all focus on title. Yes, we focus on thumbnail. But there are three very important parts that absolutely every single creator needs to nail in order to grow their channel.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And so many people, I think, overcomplicate it. And today I'm excited because we're going to simplify it, but make it very effective for your videos to get great audience retention.
Brilliant. So let's kick it off. We have to look at a video in three separate parts. Benji, what are the three parts?
Three parts. Now, it sounds so basic, but it's not all that it seems. And we're going to break it down. But the first one was the intro, right? What is the first part of the video? Second part, the body, the meat of the video. This is the context. This is everything that people are coming for. And then the outro. And like I said, it's not all what it seems. So let's get right into the first part, Liron, the intro. The intro is so important because this is where you're hooking people's attention and you have to do it quickly. You have to get right to the point. And Liron, I know you have a lot of thoughts when it comes to this part and how important the intro really is.
Yeah, I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, nothing changes a channel quicker than understanding that hook, understanding that intro. And by intro, we're talking about the first 30 seconds of your video. And here is why. Put yourself in the mind of the viewer. They've done a search and your video popped up, or this video was recommended to them on their homepage. They are going to start watching your video. And you know, Benji, that their hand is hovering over that mouse button if they're watching on a computer, or over the back button if they're watching it on the phone. And they're thinking to themselves, this better be good, or else I have got so many other videos to choose from. If you don't hook them in the first 30 seconds, the rest of your video could be absolutely amazing, but they're never going to see that. And before we carry on, if you guys want to pull up your channel, go to the YouTube studio, click on analytics, and then there's a tab at the top there called engagement. Click on that. And YouTube, it's so important that even YouTube has given us this lovely thing called the key moment for audience retention. Over the last 365 days, what was your top percentage at 30 seconds? The higher that percentage is, the more opportunity that you've given your audience to love you and your content and give you more of an opportunity to watch your content. So Benji, one of the things that we've seen time and time again is a critical mistake when people go and the first thing they see on their video is this amazing, amazing animations and logo spinning. You've seen this. Let's talk about how important it is not to do that.
Right. It is one of the number one mistakes because you're going to lose their attention. I actually want to show an example or share an example. The Queen's Gambit and shows like Better Call Saul. What do they have in common? more and more these days on these streaming platforms, they get it. The intros are short. We're talking like sometimes like 3 to 4 seconds. You know, back in the day, intros could have been like a whole minute long. Mm-hmm. If you do a whole minute, that's like a lifetime for a YouTube viewer, honestly, on social media in general. So it's got to be quick. You can't have these intros, especially if you're just starting out, Leron. People really don't care about the intro. They care about the content they went there for. And so this can be everything from educational channels to even vlogs. Get right to the meat of the content. And obviously, the intro is important to tell them what they can expect, but don't string it out with this long, unnecessary, you know, sizzle reel of yours.
Well, and I agree with that completely, because people look at someone like Casey or Peter McKellar, and they start their video with a drone footage, or they start their video making a cup of coffee. Your audience isn't used to you yet. And until you get to those sizes where your audience will watch anything you produce, you have to understand the mindset of your viewer. A big homework that I give absolutely everyone to do is go to Mr. Beast's channel, watch the first 30 seconds of any 20 videos, and stop at 30 seconds and take a step back, and then you will realize just how much information Mr. Beast gives you in that first 30 seconds. Yeah. You will notice how many scene changes, faces, text on the screen, sound. Pay attention to those features. Do it for 20 videos and then go back and watch 20 of your videos. You will be able to see a vast difference. Mr. Beast is a genius at doing this, and I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that if you nail your intro, everything changes, because the graph moves up. Instead of losing 50, 60% of your audience in the first 30 seconds, imagine only losing 20% of your audience. Imagine losing 30% of your audience. What does that do for the next section, which we're about to get into, the body of the video? It moves everything up, and you're going to get much, much more retention, more opportunity for this to be distributed. So Benji, what should I take out and what should I put in my hook?
Well, first off, you should tell people what they're going to see and then show them what they're going to see. Like you mentioned, B-roll, right? And so the other thing I would say, a power tip, is kind of tease them. It's like, hey, wait to the end of the video for this, or I can't believe this happened. People just get intrigued by those things, and it's great. And this is the last thing I would say about the intro, Leron. We've been talking for 5 minutes about 30 seconds, and it's that important, because if you can get them for the first 30 seconds, you can get them for the next few minutes, which I'm excited to get into, because the next part is the body of the video.
Okay, so you've did the hard bit. You've got somebody's attention. They're willing to give you an opportunity. You can actually feel that their hand is loosening up on that mouse. They don't want to step away that quickly, because you're delivering on the promise of your title. They're excited to hear and watch what you have to say. Now we're into the body. And the body of your video, this is the important bit. The body of your video needs to deliver value, whether it's entertainment, whether it's education. The reason people clicked on it is because they want you to fulfill your promise. They're there for a reason. You got to have your personality shine through. Do not be a copy of somebody else, and just give value, value, and value. Things to look out for is when people get bored. In other words, they're watching your video, you're delivering value, but maybe you're talking a little bit too much. Maybe you're over-explaining one point which they kind of got. Well, then that's an opportunity for them to leave. A big tip that I got from Hayden Hillier-Smith, who's an amazing, amazing, amazing editor, is have multiple devices on your desk whilst you're watching your own video. And the second that your mind shifts away from watching the video to kind of checking your email or kind of glancing over at your Nintendo Switch, that's the point you got to cut out, because people got bored. You yourself got bored. What about your audience? So that's where I start when it comes to the body. I want to get in. I want to tell them what they're here to see. And I want to deliver on that promise. I spent 2 hours, Benji, 2 hours to cut out 2 minutes. That is how important it is so that you get people attention for as long as humanly possible, because that's the science that YouTube wants to see. Now, I've spoken enough, talk about going on and on and on. Benji, from your side, you're consulting to lots of these channels. You're doing this for yourself on your own channel and Judy's channel. Tell me how you approach the body of.
Yeah, well, before I do that, the mindset of looking at these videos and understanding why it's so important to get right to the point is what I want to start with. Number one, time is precious for people. In fact, that is the number one commodity that people are trying to find. This is why they're using technology and apps, because they want to save time. You know, why are people doing Uber Eats? Because they just don't want to take the drive. And it's the same thing on their phone, except it's actually even more critical. Secondly, people have options. So if your video isn't as, you know, good as another video, they're going to go to another video. Mm-hmm. So it combines two principles that you mentioned. Number one, you want to make sure that not only do you get to the point really quickly, you keep their attention. And so recipe videos, for example, if there's a whole part, like you said, where you're talking about, you know, something that happened in the backyard, or you go off on a rant on one ingredient that doesn't really add value that people expected to get, they're going to go to the next video. I know I personally do, right? Like if I see a video, by the way, if I see a 10-minute video versus a 3-minute video, I'm probably picking that 3-minute video depending on what I need to get out of it. Secondly, in terms of the options, this is why it's so critical. Let's be real, Leron. Even though there is so much opportunity on YouTube, it is still very, very, and it's going to get even more competitive. So when people have other options, you have to really think to yourself, is this the best video I can produce for the person on the other side? Like I said, whether it's comedy and making them laugh, whether it's a recipe and teaching them how to cook, you have to be very objective. And this is why you have to be critical of every single second. I know that both in my recipe videos on my food channel, as well as my vlog and my wife cooking, we are just like really picking and choosing what we want to leave in there, because we understand that people are very busy. And if they are going to give us their time, we want to make sure it's the best use of their time. And we just have cut out everything to the point. And I know I'm talking and ranting as well, but the point I'm trying to make, it might even seem almost ADD or unnatural, but look at where the world is going. TikTok, Instagram Reels, now YouTube Shorts. People are just used to getting content so quickly. It's like our brains are on hyperdrive. It might be because of coffee I'm drinking right now. But the point I'm trying to make is this. Quick is actually a great strategy. And artsy fartsy videos, or you see those people doing those long intros or whatever, they probably have an audience that kind of is convinced like, hey, it's worth it. But when you're first starting out, and even as you're a seasoned creator, really be critical of yourself and really add value in the smallest amount of time possible.
Totally. And cut out the fluff. And again, I refer back to Hayden Hillier-Smith, which like he says, this is, and I love this principle. He says, edit stuff out until it doesn't make sense, and then put the last edit back in again. And then you got the perfect video. So it's a good eyeball to look at. I'll have a link to his channel in the show notes for this so that you guys can go check it out. Lots of value about editing. And I think that it's so, so critical for us. So Benji, as we're running to the end of this episode, last thing is the outro. And the outro, like we're about to do on this podcast, what is the big tip for the outro?
This is going to be the shortest tip, but probably just as important as the first two. Get them to watch another video.
Oh, yes.
That's it. If you do that, number one, YouTube will love you. And secondly, it's very, very likely that the person is going to want to watch another video, especially if they're learning something or they're into your content. By the way, if they got to the end of your video, yes, they probably liked it, right? Get them to your channel to watch another video. Get them to a specific playlist, whatever you can do. And then, of course, Leon, there's so many different tools to be able to do that as well.
Couldn't agree more. I never start a video without knowing three things. I know my thumbnail, I know my title, and I know which video I'm going to send them to next. Because there's nothing better than coming to the end of the video and saying, hey, you've just watched this, you should absolutely watch this video, calling it out by name, as opposed to, hey, watch my next video. You know, call out a specific video. Remember to look at it through your viewers' eyes. And the mistake, again, I keep going to that mistake that people are making, is that they've just watched a video about a specific topic, so then they recommend the next video about the same topic. Let me ask you this, Benji. If you've just bought a pair of jeans and they've just arrived and they look amazing, do you really want an email saying, hey, here is a coupon for another pair of jeans? Or would you prefer if the company said, hey, you've just bought these pair of jeans, you know what will go really well with those pair of jeans? Right. These shoes, this belt, this jacket. How much more likely are you to at least explore that as opposed to, hey, man, I just bought jeans. I don't need another pair. Otherwise, I would have bought two in the first place, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know if you knew this about me, but I'm horrible at fashion. So, you know, somebody telling me what to wear, I love that. And it's the same thing. You know, you just have to direct them. And then one more thing I want to add here is YouTube not only cares about how much of your video they watch, they also care about how long you keep them on the platform. And this is why it's so important. This has nothing to do with the video. It's more about your long-term strategy, putting up lots of videos that are practicing these principles. Totally. If you get them to watch not just one video, but two videos, an hour's worth of videos, you will be recommended by the algorithm and you will love this platform and it will love you.
That's what it's all about. So to recap, intro, get in, get quick, re-emphasize the title, confirm to the viewer that they're actually in the right place, get them to ease out on that back button because they want to stick around. As Benji said, don't give away the ending right at the beginning. Give them a little bit of intrigue and mystery. What can they expect in the video so they stick around for it? Buddy, get to the point. Don't go off track. Again, reemphasize thinking about why they're there. Cut out the fluff. Edit down as much as you can. And then finally, the outro. Stop telling people to go away. Stop telling people, hey, don't forget to like and subscribe. Bye. Because that's what they're going to do. They're going to go away. Always send them to the next video that's complementing the video that they've just watched. Those are our power tips for video content itself. Benji, any final words before we sign off?
Go listen to another podcast of ours. We got plenty of these short, quick tip videos on YouTube and other subjects. Just go to the Influencer Green Room page.
Fantastic. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode. Thanks for hanging out.
Thank you for hanging out with us. We look forward to sharing even more conversations with you from inside the Influencer Green Room.